Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm not even in that mindset as I sit here tonight. I'm more in the mindset of what transpired in this stadium and, you know, certainly what we did and didn't do. Not a big picture mentality as I sit here tonight.
Holy cheese and crackers, Batman. Mike Tomlin out. And a new era of Pittsburgh Steelers football awaits, for better or worse. My bet? The next 10 years will be more fruitful than the last 10 years. I want your reaction at 412-928-9370. Mike Tomlin heard there following the largest home playoff defeat in the history of the franchise and the biggest margin of defeat in his seven-game playoff losing streak. Mike Tomlin's clearly been pondering this for a while. He has. There were so many whispers. Hell, they weren't even whispers. They were shouts from the national media over the course of the last 3 weeks that Mike Tomlin could be interested in moving on to television. And where there's smoke, there's fire. And for the last couple of years, there have been whispers, but the whispers became shouts. And I think we all should probably have given more credence to the reality that Mike Tomlin was tired of being the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. There was a report about a month ago that I rolled my eyes at, that I kind of scoffed at, saying that if something would happen to Mike Tomlin, i.e. he steps down, that the Steelers would be interested in Chris Shula, who is the Los Angeles Rams defensive coordinator. And I'm thinking, the Steelers have had some level of internal discussions of what they would do if Mike Tomlin steps away? No flipping chance. Art Rooney II would rather walk naked across the Clemente Bridge while all of Pittsburgh pointed and laughed and screamed shame like in Game of Thrones than for him to have to replace Mike Tomlin of his own volition. And you know what? It wasn't. This was not an Art Rooney II decision. I know there's conspiracy theorists out there. I read on social media yesterday saying, yo, I wonder if Art said, we're not picking up the option. And Tomlin said, okay, pound salt, pound sand, I'm out. No, I don't think that's what happened. I'm not sure they were blindsided at all, though. But this was a Mike Tomlin decision. And broadly, we'll start broad and we'll trickle on down to the narrow. How do you feel about this? 412-928-9370. I'm giddy. With a caveat, and I'll throw that caveat in momentarily. But as I walked out of Acrisure Stadium on Tuesday morning, really, I was in a deep, dark sports Steelers-related depression. I turned to my cousin, whom I attended the game with, and I said, man, I thought they had a shot to win this game because of the offensive line, the defensive line, and the quarterback, and neither of those three units played well. And it felt like it was going to be a one-off season because who the hell knows who the quarterback's going to be next year. And this defense that is already aged is going to be 1 year older. And Mike Tomlin, the steward of the franchise, is going to be calling the defensive signals again. And how could we expect an aged defense with that guy at the helm to get better and put them in contention the following season? I was depressed. When's the next time the Steelers are going to win a playoff game? It's going to be at least a decade. But none of us could name the next quarterback that was going to even have a shot to win a playoff game. So I was depressed. Now I'm giddy, with a caveat, again, that we'll get to. I'm giddy because the unknown in this respect is better than the devil that we did know. And I'm not saying Mike Tomlin's a devil. It's a turn of phrase, friends. Figure of speech. Matter of speaking. Mike Tomlin had topped out as Steelers head coach. The ceiling, the floor, far too close together. The ceiling being 10 wins and a playoff embarrassment. The floor, seemingly, 9 wins, just missing out on the postseason. That's what this guy has become. The next guy might not even have a winning season. I'll bet against that. Who knows? But the next guy could have a ceiling of winning a championship because this just in, the last three Steelers head coaches have each competed for multiple championships and each won at least one. The Steelers existed before Mike Tomlin. The Steelers shall exist post Mike Tomlin. But too often in the last decade, the Steelers had become synonymous with Mike Tomlin. The franchise, the logo, the organization is bigger than one man. And I think that was his ultimate downfall. He became the Pittsburgh Steelers. The judge, the jury, the executioner, no checks and balances. That eighth grade civics class really paying off for me right now. Mike Tomlin's hubris led to his downfall as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But now it's time for my caveat. It is bittersweet. The guy is, and I'm not going to argue this point today, going to wind up in the Hall of Fame. Fact. The guy, and I'm not going to argue this today, is going to wind up in the Steelers Hall of Honor. Fact. I think all of us have experienced having to move on from your childhood home or having to move, and that's such a bittersweet feeling. Maybe the foundation's crumbling. Maybe the insulation ain't keeping your house warm. You got to replace the sewer line. The roof's leaking. But it's what you've always known. And you know, you could be moving on to bigger and better things. But I'll never forget walking around my childhood home after my parents sold it, and it's empty. And I know, hey, I'm buying my first house. I was days away from closing on it. And I shed a couple of tears because there goes my childhood. Folks, I'm 35 years old. I got to experience the best of Bill Cowher. But Mike Tomlin's basically all I've ever known. Really. All I can really remember. When you talk about two decades, it's how I felt about Ben. He's my quarterback. My only real quarterback. Mike Tomlin never had a losing season. It's not the most impressive thing in the world, but it is impressive. Mike Tomlin won a Super Bowl. Had the Steelers playing for another. Went to the AFC Championship game in 2016. Was a great ambassador for the game and meant an awful lot to this city. And so while I'm moving to my new house, I think part of me is going to miss the old one. And if you feel like that today, I totally get it. Mike Tomlin did a lot of good here. The bad outweighed the good of late. The foundation certainly cracked. But it doesn't mean there weren't great memories either. His first season, I'll never forget this because Tunch and Wolf and I talked about it frequently. They would tell this story every Steelers camp. The first training camp for Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert, Tunch Ilkin, Craig Wolfley, sitting up on the Bill Nunn bench, looking over Chuck Nolfield, and the Steelers started tackling each other. The most physical practice you could possibly have in modern times, and it even caught, at least the way Tunch and Wolf told it, Kevin Colbert by storm. Mike Tomlin came in and said, you know what, I'm 34 years old. The last guy won a Super Bowl. I'm going to set my damn tone. That season, they made the playoffs. The next season, Troy's pick six, sweeping the Ravens, winning Super Bowl 43. 2 years after that, beating the Ravens, beating the Jets, going to the Super Bowl. It's been few and far between of late. All that stuff still happened, though. And so I think when we all get removed from it, and I'll speak for myself, I guess, we'll be thankful for Mike Tomlin's tenure as Pittsburgh Steelers head coach. But it was absolutely time to move on. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We're going to take your calls all morning long. Coming up in the next segment, national media members weighing in on this. Bill Cowher weighing in on this. We'll hear from the former Steelers head coach when we return. We'll take your calls on a historic day in Pittsburgh sports.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I wish him nothing but the best. He's been a tremendous head coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the way he represented that organization. It's a special place.
Bill, put into context as a former head coach yourself of never having a losing season. And you know, I was disappointed in some of the Steeler fans that came on the show in the last couple of weeks. That wasn't good enough anymore. It just wasn't to them. They had a different, what I'd call an unrealistic standard, but just reflect on how hard it is to win, have a winning record every year.
Yeah, I mean, I think it speaks volumes about his resiliency and his ability to, you know, you back him into a corner and he kind of thrives on that opportunity there. And I mean, that challenge that exists when you are in that position. And I think the biggest thing it speaks to is the way his players have responded to him. I think that also is when you don't win those many games, you don't have like a season like that without going the periodic ups and downs that it entails, and the ability to relate to your players, and more importantly for the players to respond to you, speaks volumes about it. And being able to do that for 19 consecutive years. So to sit there and say a message is getting stale, no, it's not getting stale. I think he found different ways of probably saying some of the same things, but he always had a pulse for his football team and the ability to relate to his football team. And more importantly than that, for 19 years, his team responded to him.
Well, I think part of that had to do, and that's Bill Cowher, with the fact that a lot of faces changed, particularly this offseason. Half the starters changed from that playoff defeat against the Baltimore Ravens compared to the playoff defeat at the hands of the Houston Texans. And so your message isn't going to get stale if you're recycling through guys. And he brought in a bunch of veterans this offseason, which I think now is pretty telling. Mike Tomlin was probably thinking about this in the offseason, and maybe that's why they went for broke, went pseudo all in this offseason. Tomlin trying to win, to go out on top, at least get a playoff victory, because according to Josina Anderson, Mike Tomlin feels like he wasn't appreciated. And I get why Mike Tomlin would feel that way. You just heard Bill Cowher never having a losing season. While it's not the most important thing, obviously, is very hard to do. And Mike Tomlin, of course, holds himself in high regard. Mike Tomlin thinks he's elite at this. Mike Tomlin's won a championship. Mike Tomlin probably thought that the dam was eventually going to break, that the playoff losses were not defining for him, that they were a bump in the road. So yeah, of course he feels like he wasn't appreciated around here. But it was time. And there again was another national media member shaking their fist at the Pittsburgh Steelers fan base. Oh, be careful what you wish for. Oh, unrealistic expectations. No, unrealistic expectation would be we need to win a Super Bowl every year. I think it's realistic to expect to win a playoff game in a decade. 28 coaches have won one since Tomlin last won one. 4 coaches have done it with multiple teams. The Steelers have the 6th longest playoff losing streak, or playoff drought, I should rephrase, in the NFL. That's not good enough. Those other 6 franchises have changed coaches in that time. Multiple times. The Steelers haven't. Until now, it was time. It's okay, national media. It's fine. Where's the outcry for John Harbaugh getting fired? Didn't see any of that. There wasn't a lot to be careful what you wish for. And that guy's actually won playoff games of late. Meanwhile, Tomlin hasn't won one since January 15th, 2017? And I'm supposed to be crying today. Come on, national media. 412-928-9370. Case in point, Mike Greenberg, who I think has become a buffoon. Quote, if you're a Steelers fan and you wanted change, I get it. All I'll say, though, as someone who has seen how badly this can go, is be careful what you wish for, end quote. Yeah, you're a Jets fan, you dweeb. Let's start things off today with Dominic and Carnegie. Good morning to you, Dominic. How are you feeling about the Tomlin news?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. You know, very mixed emotions today. I, to be honest, shocked to hear the news come out yesterday. You know, normally after a season, you know, you kind of feel like 48 to 72 hours normally passes before news like this kind of drops. But, you know, kind of like what you kind of said earlier, you know, I'm 32 years old, you know, 19th season with Mike Tomlin. That's all I've ever known.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of surreal, you know, to think that we're going to, you know, there's a new, you know, change happening. And you know, and honestly, I think it's going to be a little healthy for everybody. Healthy for Mike Tomlin, you know, healthy for the Steelers fan base. But in that same breath, I think Steelers fans need to kind of hone in their expectations of what the next 5 years are going to look like. You know, they may not be pretty. You know, if we're going to do this, tear it down and rebuild, then we need to expect that there are going to be some ugly and dark times ahead in hopes of a, you know, a bright future. But, yeah, I mean, it's mixed emotions, though. I mean,
I think that's all well said, Dominic, and I really appreciate the call at 412-928-9370. It might be ugly. It also might not be. None of us have any idea. Adam Schefter floated it out there yesterday that the Packers may well move on from LaFleur. They might not, but they might. If they do, that guy is, in my opinion, a really good head coach and an offensive genius, and I have poo-pooed the Malik Willis rumors because I didn't think Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin were going to get the best out of a ball of clay like Malik Willis. But if you've got LaFleur and you've got Malik Willis, who has played well under LaFleur, and that's your head coach and quarterback combo going into next year with some of the pieces that they have on defense and an offensive line that, save for the Houston game, had been getting better as the season goes on, it might not take all that long. Now, is that who I want? Is that the quarterback that I want? Not necessarily, but who knows where it goes. Ben Johnson, year one, Chicago, playoffs. Vrabel, year one, Chicago, playoffs. McDonald, Seattle, success the last 2 years, taking over for a legend and potential Hall of Famer. In Pete Carroll, it can be done. John Harbaugh took the Ravens to the AFC Championship game in his first year. Now, there were pieces in place on the defensive side, and they brought in Joe Flacco, but it's not like Joe Flacco's a gold jacket guy. Point being, yes, maybe we need to be ready to take some lumps. Maybe an unplug, a blow in the cartridge, a reset, a turn the power off and on is needed. But that might not be the way that they go. And right now, that's all pure speculation. Educated speculation, but it is speculation nonetheless. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Oh, Anthony in Oakland. Anthony, I don't think I heard you on the PM team yesterday. Maybe I missed you, but I'm excited to talk to you today.
Well, look, when you were off after the Buffalo game, I called Doran and told him that this was bubbling under the surface. As you know, I don't know if you know, but I have a granddaughter who's friends with one of the Tomlin boys, went to schools together, and they stay in touch to this day.
Sure.
And after some of the nasty rumors that were out, and especially Mrs. Tomlin, her business was being affected by some of the nonsense. She had to cancel a show because it wasn't getting the response and the nastiness on the web. It concerned her. And I had an inkling this was coming.
Yeah.
Because it was affecting his family. And I remember coming on with Doran, and I told him this. And I said, Doran, this is unacceptable behavior. Listen, it's a football game. I get it. Listen, I've been following this team before Noel was the coach. So I know Bill Austin was the coach. And there were some horrible times during that time. We had people like Kit Nix and Dick Shiner as their quarterback.
That's right.
So I know what it's like. But when it started affecting the family,
I'm with you, Anthony. And the Philadelphia Eagles, they moved on from their offensive coordinator yesterday, which the timing on that was hilarious and not an accident, I wouldn't think. Right. His house had been egged a month or so ago. That's when people take it too far. I think chanting's one thing, and thank you so much for the call, Anthony. Chanting's one thing. Sports talk radio callers are another. Calling for a guy who's making $20 million a year to lose his job, I think that's all part of it. I think when there's rumor mongering on the internet, Reddit threads, things of that nature, and it happened with Cordell, I think that is, yeah, absolutely when it goes too far. And if that's what Mike Tomlin was alluding to with Jocena Anderson when he says he wasn't appreciated, I get it. And I get the mindset of a competitor thinking, hey, I've never had a losing season. I've won a Super Bowl, and these guys are calling for my firing. That's BS. Of course that should be his mindset. I think the chanting was the right move. And I think him stepping down is the best thing for all parties involved. 412-928-9370. Your phone calls all morning long. Do you want to see a rebuild? Do you want to see them try to flip this thing on a dime? We can get into that too. And there were signs that this was coming. Like Anthony just said, we'll play you one of those signs when we come back, and then we will talk to Ian's on the phones. The Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast, but Ashley nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit, and by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on, and it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation, or innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Last Sunday night, and is almost as tenured as you are in your job as he was, past tense now in his. What's your opinion upon hearing that news?
You know, first, I just have so much respect for Harbs. You know, our stories will forever be, you know, interwoven. This rivalry that we've been fortunate and honored enough to be a part of. I just got so much respect for him and how he's gone about his business. And we've certainly had some legendary battles over the years. You know, in terms of him being let go, unfortunately, I just think it's a component of today's sport culture. And so, you know, there have been many examples of that. And so it's unfortunate, but I'm sure that he is going to move on. And if he chooses to coach again, I'm sure he will. And I'm sure he'll be very successful at doing so. But more than anything, I just think it's, you know, a larger example of today's sport culture in terms of, you know, not a lot of patience in the entertainment component of what it is that we do. There's just not a lot of longevity. You know, I'm sure we all would like to be Don Shula and Tom Landry, but I think those days are gone.
And now Mike Tomlin, Steelers head coach no more. It was his decision. Art Rooney II will address the media today at noon. I think Mike Tomlin knew then. Mike Tomlin, according to Josina Anderson, doesn't feel like he got the respect he deserved in this town. And you could hear it come through in that answer there. I think some of the moments that we saw this year, the demeanor coming off the field, pounding his chest, blowing kiss to the camera, I think was kind of him chastising fans a little bit. And I have no problem with it. He's going to believe in his own abilities. And with those massive wins in Detroit and against the Baltimore Ravens, he kind of was showing us through his demeanor, yo, I still got this, guys. You're calling for my firing, and here we are, AFC North champs. Think he's known that this was going to be the case maybe going back to last offseason, or at least potentially the case going back to this offseason. And I think within the last month or so, after the fire Tomlin chance, he had made up his mind that this was going to be his last hurrah. Is it be careful what you wish for? Or are you thrilled today as a Steelers fan? 412-928-9370. I'm not sure the next guy is going to be a better head coach than Mike Tomlin. I am more than willing to find out. I think it was time. What say you? 412-928-9370. That's Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Let's go to Big C in Fort Myers. He's been waiting patiently. Hey, Big C.
Hey, good morning, Adam. How you doing, my brother?
What's up, pal?
Hey, listen, everything has an expiration date, right?
Yep.
And it was time. It was clearly time. But I believe that this decision was made in the offseason. Tomlin is not the type of guy who paints himself in a corner. And he knew that he was all in with all the pieces that he brought in. And when it failed, and then he got the pressure from the fans and everything else that was surrounding him, that decision was made in the offseason. And I'm okay with it because it's definitely time to move on. But my question for you and Steeler Nation fans is, what do we do now? Who's going to be our signal caller?
I want Chris Shula or Jesse Minter. And if it's Chris Shula, he might bring the passing game coordinator with him from the Rams. But I think what you need is somebody with a track record of success, somebody who's young and innovative, somebody that's not afraid to hire good assistants, and somebody that's not afraid to delegate.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Real quick. Who's to say that Will Howard is not the guy on the roster?
I don't think he was going to be the guy for the last regime, and I would bet every dollar in my bank account that the next head coach isn't going to have a sixth-round pick from the previous regime be the franchise quarterback. But I appreciate the question, and I always appreciate your calls, Big C, at 412-928-9370. I want a CEO type who's not afraid to listen to smart people that he's surrounded himself with. And I think that's what made Mike Tomlin great at the beginning of his tenure. And there are going to be people today that say, Mike Tomlin was never a good coach. Those people are nimrods. Mike Tomlin won a Super Bowl. Oh, with Bill Cowher's players. No. Joey Porter wound up getting 17 and a half sacks with the Miami Dolphins. Mike Tomlin, in the administration at the time, had the guts to move on from him and to elevate James Harrison. James Harrison had the game-altering, defining play in Super Bowl 43. So for that alone, he didn't win with Cowher's players. You get credit for what you do. Did Mike Sullivan, for God's sakes, win with Mike Johnson's players? Mike Tomlin was a great coach. He had become something different the last decade. He had become an above-average coach. A good regular season coach, a horrific postseason coach. You average that out, that's mediocre. It was time. But I think that it all turned when LeBeau was pushed out in 2014, and instead of delegating, Mike Tomlin started to get his hands more involved with every element of the Steelers. I think when he first got here, hey, he was a Tampa 2-4-3 guy. He let Dick LeBeau do his thing. He let Bruce Arians, who's a really good offensive coordinator, do his thing. And he was a great motivator. And the more power he accrued, the worse it got. The same thing happened with Bill Belichick, in my opinion. Being a good head coach does not mean that you're a great personnel and talent evaluator. It means you're a good coach. Mike Tomlin had too much say in every element of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He became synonymous with the logo. Not one man should have all that power. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We are stacked in terms of callers, and we'll talk to Ollie Inns coming up next at 412-928-9370. How long do I think this will take? I'll tell you coming up next. Art Rooney II's legacy is on the line, and we will get into that coming up in about 10 minutes. You can chime in at 412-928-9370. How long will this process take? Well, Jerry Dulac tweeted yesterday, Steelers might not take long to find a replacement if history is an indication. They hired Chuck Knoll on January 27th, 1969, Bill Carr, January 21st, 92, and Mike Tomlin, January 22nd, 2007. So we're looking at a couple of weeks here, I would think, at the very latest. Your thoughts, 412-928-9370. It's bittersweet. Mike Tomlin meant a great deal to the city, won a ton of football games, won a Super Bowl, but it was time. And yes, the grass isn't always greener, but I'll put down a sizable amount of money that the next coach will win more playoff games in the next decade than Mike Tomlin did in his last decade. Donald in South Carolina wants to chime in. He's been waiting for a long time. Hi, Donald. Thanks for being patient, buddy.
Crowley, woo! I feel like Lightning Ozzy this morning, buddy.
Man, I haven't heard from Lightning Ozzy in a while. So you're jacked up about this, huh?
I am. I just thought I'd be 75 years old and Tomlin would be going on his 60th year with the Steelers. Like you said, it's time, man. He's a good coach. It drives me nuts when people call in and say he's a terrible coach and that sort of thing. No, correct. He's a good coach. It's just, it was time. You know what I mean? It's just both for both parties.
It's good possible, for him too, to get away. Donald, to be classy and understand that the guy's resume is truly more incredible than not, and also say, man, it's time. Mike Sullivan got shown the door. He won back-to-back championships in 9 consecutive postseason series. Bill Belichick got forced out. He's the winningest coach in the history of the NFL in terms of Super Bowls. John Harbaugh, who's won playoff games more recently than Mike Tomlin. It was 18 years tenured and won a Super Bowl. That guy got fired. Mike Tomlin was given the chance to walk away when he wanted to walk away. Like, people need to understand that. Like, he could have been fired into the sun like all those examples I just gave you. It didn't happen way. And it's okay, folks. The Steelers will continue to exist beyond Mike Tomlin. And he's going to be fine, too, making like $30 million in TV if he so chooses. And when he next coaches in the NFL, he's going to make $20 million at that spot, too.
For sure. I just have one question for you. I was thinking about it yesterday when it happened. Where do you think this ranks on the NFL open jobs or open positions? I was thinking at first, I was like, oh, it's absolutely the top choice. But you also have Lamar and Baltimore. You know, I mean, you have a two-time MVP quarterback down there. So, you know, where would you place this in terms of ranking whenever, you know, the open people when it comes to like Stefanski, you know, not Harbaugh. I can't imagine us hiring him. But
no,
people like that.
I wouldn't think Harbaugh. I wouldn't think Harbaugh's part of the calculus here. I'll get into this more in detail later, but because you're so kind and you waited so patiently, Donald, I think it's second. I think it's just behind Baltimore.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, because I think the promise of longevity is the biggest selling point here in Pittsburgh and stability. But I think Baltimore can promise that, and they've got the franchise quarterback to boot, which would be a pretty significant tiebreaker.
You already have the huge piece set there, which is the two-time MVP quarterback. So, all right, man. Thanks. Have a good one.
Hey, you too, Donald. Be good, man. 412-928-9370. The phone lines are stacked. I'll effort to get to all of you coming up next. Art Rooney II's legacy is on the line. Do we trust him to make the right hire? 412-928-9370. It's a Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Your call's next. Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.